They was two little old women that lived in the house by themselves. They cooked some fish, and when it was cooked, they both wanted to have the most, and they started fighting over their fish, and they were fighting and fighting, and after a while, when they got tired, they quit, and they look at the floor, and it was all white, and they thought it was snow, but when they looked close, it was their hair. they were pulling their hair. And one of them went out. It was towards evening, and when she went out, she heard something singing from above their place, and she sang, "Ach, Jiu Jilinga, Pinere loco, Pinere tar loco, Ingum toka, Chingika ramka, Amate neka, Arna karlok, Narla kaktok, Kasarla kaktok, Kokar nun kapachlukia, Aho kaya." And she got scared. She quickly ran into the house and told the other little old woman to go, come out and listen to that singing. And so she went out, and they were sitting very still. And afterwards, they heard that sing again. Ach, Jiu Jilinga, Pinere loco, Pinere tar loco, Ingum toka, Chingika ramka, Amate neka, Arna karlok, Narla kaktok, Kacharla kaktok, Okarnun kapachlukia, Achokaya. And they got very scared, so they went into their house and they gathered up all their things and went out and got their little old birch bark canoe, and they took some birch pitch, and they started mending their canoe in the cracks. And when it was all done, they carried their house and put it in the canoe. And all their paths where they go for berries and wood and wild spinach, and they folded them up and put them in their canoe. And one of the old women sat at the bow of the boat and the other one at the end. And while they were paddling away, they heard that same voice singing right under their boat. And one of the old women, she looks down and she sees a little needlefish singing away with its eyes closed and its mouth wide open. And she said, "Oh, this is the fellow that's been scaring us." So she told the other old woman to give her her Eskimo dipper, and she scooped out the little fish and said, "Give me my breadboard and my Eskimo knife." She lays the little fish on the board and she cuts it and gives the tail to the at home, and put all their things back and put their house and their canoe and spread all their paths, and they lived ever happily ever after.